Of course, the most famous smuggler from Wales happened to be born not far from Cardigan. Considering he sailed the world, he died pretty locally too. Through his illicit career, he regularly came through Cardigan. He even famously had a shootout with authorities here at the Netpool area. We have already spoken a little bit about him. Does anyone know who Wales' most famous smuggler is? William Owen. Owen's stock in trade as a smuggler was running brandy and salt from the Isle of Man to various points over Cardigan Bay. Before William Owen became famous for his exploits, he was born in 1717 in Nevern, which is roughly 9 miles south of Cardigan. Owen was probably born to be a smuggler. He was born relatively wealthy, bright, bored, and stubborn. He defied his father, who wanted him to go to university by marrying a maid and ran away to sea. To try and keep their son close and provide stability for his new wife, his parents bought him a boat for legal trade. You see, Owen didn't start his career as a smuggler. He started transporting goods legally. But the allure of quick money was too much. And quick money it was. Owen went from wealthy to poor several times and was frequently wanted by authorities. On one of his return trips to Cardigan, revenue officers asked Owen to help catch other smugglers. While he sent the officers off on a wild goose chase, he seized the opportunity that he had created to land his own smuggled contraband. Authorities didn't make the same mistake twice. In 1744, Owen came into Cardigan and was ambushed by the collector of customs with a fight breaking out. Owen and his crew killed 4 of the ambushers before finally escaping to the Isle of Man. Despite Owen's numerous boasts of bravery, he was not one to let himself be accountable for his actions. He was constantly on the move and constantly evading authorities. Now, Owen lived long before the internet, meaning it wasn't possible to email a photo of Owen to multiple police departments or post a photo to Instagram. Owen would have had to evade the police and authorities because he caused trouble everywhere that he went. The governor of the Isle of Man issued a warrant for Owen's arrest, and a watch was placed on all Manx ports. This was pre-planes. So without a clear way of sailing off the island, authorities thought they had Owen cornered. Instead, he and his wife lived in caves around the island before they finally escaped on an oyster boat. Then, they pretended to be peddlers and followed markets and fairs around Northern Ireland. Eventually, he was caught. And when he was brought to trial, and authorities moved him inland, trying him in Hereford. He was tried inland because too many people around the coasts despised authorities and customs agents. Authorities knew that trying Owen on the coast would mean he'd have the jury's sympathy. During his trial, Owen defended himself, and due to his excellent oratory skills, he convinced the jury he was better off smuggling and killing people than he was being in jail. He was released and allowed to go free. In all honesty, the jury were only giving him more rope to hang himself with. Owen's last journey as a free man was a walk of about 130 miles from Liverpool to Cardigan. That he walked is an indicator of his lack of wealth even after all his dirty deeds. Along the way, he met James Lilly, who Owen was familiar with and was also heading to Cardigan. No one has ever really found out the reason why, but Owen fired a gun on Lilly and killed him, even with witnesses around. While in jail and awaiting his execution, William Owen wrote his autobiography. Writing one's life story was a highly unusual thing to do in that day. Speculation abounds that it was the jailkeeper who insisted on writing the work to cover the costs of Owen's time in prison. Whatever the reason, the original text is kept in the National Library of Wales in Aberystwyth. In the biography, Owen brags of his bravery and boasts of committing at least 6 murders. For his life of crime and the troubles that he caused, William Owen met his fate, aged 30 years old, in 1747 when he was executed at Carmarthen Jail.